relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
We have something very special for you today, dear friends, because I've got two friends in studio. We love having guests. Guests in studio are best. I think, Mr. Leroy, is this the first time we've had two guests at once? We're breaking records every day with America First, the newest national radio show in the United States of America, coast to coast on more than 300 stations, affiliates, and sundry platforms, including iTunes. Yes, the iTunes podcast app. Look for America First. Look for America First on YouTube. We have lots of subscribers, lots of downloads. I am your host, former strategist to the president, Sebastian Gorka, now with none other than the artists behind numerous incredibly fun, but also important productions. And I'm going to call them productions. Timothy Lim.
Nice to meet you, Dr. Welcome. Gorka. Thank you.
Welcome. And Brett R. Smith. I'm going to give you their handle straight away. Brett, you are Brett R. Smith 76.
Yep, you got it.
Correct. And then, Tim, you are POTUS Thump. Not Trump, but Thump. And we will get to that in a moment. But how did we meet? You are both artists. You work in the world of graphic novels. Can I say graphic novels or comics? What do you prefer?
You know, a graphic novel is just a comic that runs over 60 pages.
So it's not something serious.
I like it because it kind of sounds like a sophisticated comic book.
Right.
You know, it.
But it's a size thing.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Do you agree, Tim?
Yeah, I can go with that. It's semantics.
Okay. Good. All right. So what do they say in Hollywood? Artists.
We are sequential storytellers.
Ooh, now you're talking. Sequential
storytellers.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do we meet? Tell our audience.
You and I connected through Clinton Cash, and I'm trying to remember how, if it was on Facebook or...
Could it be that crazy Bannon guy?
Yeah.
Peter Schweitzer.
Yeah,
I think it might have been social media.
It had to have been.
I think it might have been social media.
Yeah.
I think we connected on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah, I think I just messaged you and I said, hey, I want to send you this. And then we just started talking, and then we kind of discovered that we were both just complete pop culture geeks. We live in...
I'm an amateur. You're a pro.
I don't know, man. I'm looking around the studio, and I'm really impressed. I mean, there's some stuff.
Tell everybody who's not watching the video stream. What are you seeing, Brett?
I see the Blade Runner gun. I see a beautiful TIAC reel-to-reel. I see Pink Panther, Predator, Batman,
Do you know what Doctor Who is? Good man, finally.
Hey,
Doctor Who.
And my Doctor Who's the guy with the crazy scarfs. I forget his name.
Tom Baker, Doctor Who.
That's the guy I grew
Thank
up
you.
With.
Yeah. Me too.
And you got a killer, looks like a Star Trek II phaser.
Yes, my gosh.
Yeah.
He knows his faces. He knows his Star Trek II phaser. Now I am impressed. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about not just how we were, but the catalyst. Mm-hmm. Because our listeners might not be familiar. Clinton Cash, massively important publication in American politics. It's Peter Schweitzer, it's his team. It's about the corruption of what I call the Clinton crime cartel. It was a book. Then it turned into a one-hour YouTube video, incredibly important, dropped just before the election. And then you guys came up with the idea to do what with it, Tim?
For Clinton Cash?
Yeah.
For Brett, he and Chuck Dixon, who worked with us on Trump Space Force, which we'll get to in just a minute,
yeah.
They were, as far as I recall, they were approached by Peter, and then the mechanics started going into play, where it's this idea that, hey, part of fighting the culture war is being able to get your message across to audiences of all ages. Right. And young people, right now, we live in a comic book culture with the movies and everything like that.
How many kids read books in their free time?
Big donut.
Swan's only.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's true.
So you guys were approached to do a graphic novel.
Well, this all started out. I wanted to do some custom graphics for Breitbart.
Oh,
and my friend, okay. Lisa DePasquale, who's in the green room with us,
yes,
put me in touch with Steve. She said, hey, you should work with this guy.
Darth Vader.
He's a 24-year veteran in the comic industry. He's worked for Marvel and DC. And he's doing...
Did you start at the age of 10?
18, I was hired.
Okay.
Yeah, right out of high school.
Wow.
I was doing custom graphics for her. And okay. She was writing for Breitbart at the time. And she said, hey, you should hire this guy. So Steve took a look at my website. And probably about 4 months later, he reached out to me and said, hey, we've got this project, and I'm going to send my buddy Dan out to come and meet with you. Dan Fluett.
I know Dan. Right.
So we sat down, and they said, we have the graphic rights to Clinton Cash, and we want to do a graphic novel. I said, okay, great. How do you want to do this? What do you want to do? How do we adapt this? And they were just kind of like, we don't know. That's your problem. You go figure it out. And so I knew, you know, right then and there, I had to hire Chuck Dixon, because Chuck is the most prolific writer in comics. He's got more published work than anybody. But he also had adapted The Forgotten Man by Amity Schlaes.
Wow. Now, that's a challenge, taking a massive book on
the Great Depression,
early 20th century history about economics of the Great Depression, and turning that into a graphic novel.
And turned it into a number one New York Times bestseller. So I knew that if I could get Chuck, he would be fearless enough to tackle something that was pretty radioactive.
Can you hold it up for the...
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Clinton Cash, an amazing cover. For those of you who are listening, it's got Hillary and Bill dancing happily in a cloud of dollar bills raining down on them, and Peter Schweitzer's name at the bottom. These are publications that change culture. Mm-hmm. And as Andrew Breitbart told us, politics is downstream from culture. We have so much more to talk about in the last few minutes we have in this segment. So tell us about what you do professionally. So you are what kind of artist?
I'm a color artist.
Color artist.
But at the same time, what I'm doing now is I'm producing graphic novels. I'm managing the team. I'm putting together the team. And that's what I did on Clinton Cash. Hired all the guys, made sure the trains ran on time, and that we got it out in time for the election.
Tim, and you?
I'm an illustrator. So I do everything from the pencils, the inks, and the colors sometimes. And luckily, there's projects where when Brett's involved with them, he takes over for the coloring duties, and he does the edits as well. And recently, I just do lettering also. So sometimes
I'm jack of all trades.
Yes, sir.
You do it all. What kind of other projects have you in the broader comic world? What have you worked on?
Oh my goodness, a lot of obviously the MAGA stuff. So we'll talk about My Hero MAGAdemia, which I did work on with Brett. We recently finished a campaign for the sequel Walmite. We have Trump Space Force. We have Thump the First 100 Days, which I worked on with Mark Pellegrini and Brett.
Thump the First 100 Days.
Yes, sir. And Brett Smith was our creative editor and director on it as well. So quite a lot of different projects. Black Ops, which is a book about the untold story of the U.S. government's covert military bunny that they use to take out key targets.
And provides an explanation for what?
It provides an explanation of what happened with that strange missile alert that happened in Hawaii back in 2017.
The real backstory. If you want to know what really happened in Hawaii, you have to read that graphic novel. Mm-hmm. Or that comic.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
That comic. Good. All right, guys. We have so much to talk about. Are we making a difference?
We hope so.
In the culture?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Go ahead,
you know, there were so many Bernie voters that read this book. Cassandra Fairbanks.
Clinton Cash.
Cassandra Fairbanks is probably the one that reached out to me, and she writes for the Gateway Pundit. Fantastic, fantastic girl, really talented. But she was a Bernie, you know, a Bernie bro or a Bernie gal, and read this and basically flipped to Trump. And there was a lot of millennials that I heard from that said the same thing.
Look, I wasn't familiar or I hadn't read the book yet, and I told people, you know, those with children, those with grandchildren before the election, because I realized we have three wheels over the cliff. If Hillary wins, we're gone. I said, watch the first 10 minutes of the Clinton Cash YouTube movie, which is about their corruption in Haiti. And what you did with that is you took that visual content and you took each of these stories of rank corruption by the Clintons and you made it a chapter in your graphic novel. We live in such I'm a visual person. You know, I've always loved comic books. I grew up in the UK on, you know, Judge Dredd, Dan Dare, all that stuff. This is how we have to communicate. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are so excited to have you here. Don't go anywhere. We're going to keep you here for as long as we can. We are with Timothy Lim, Brett R. Smith. Follow them. POTUS Thump. We'll get to why it's not Trump, but Thump. And at Brett with two T's, R. Smith 76. You are listening to me, Sebastian Gorka, a character in one or more of these comic books. Yes, seriously, I am a character, thanks to these great gentlemen. You are listening to America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast, the newest national show. You can call us, you can write to us. We are live streaming audio and visual at sebgorka.com. That is SEBGORKA. And you can write to us at info@sebgorka.com. More in a second. Violent crime is a sad reality today. Are you prepared to do what it takes to protect you and your family? If you are, you need to train with Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility. Through my personal relationship with its founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, believe it, it's true. Go to frontsight.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to get $2,000 worth of four-day defensive handgun training absolutely free of charge. No hidden catches. Enter frontsight.com/Gorka. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with more skills than 99% of the gun-owning public. Guaranteed. But you must act fast before all the free courses are gone. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/Gorka. That's G-O-R-K-A. See you at FrontSight.
Last year's markets ended in a roller coaster. This can and will happen again, and probably sooner than you think. Don't lose your shirt. What if I told you there was a way to not only safely secure your nest egg through retirement, but to also grow alongside your wealth to enjoy your golden years in comfort? Both ideas are not only possible, but are paramount to the retirement income for life strategy. Thousands of savvy investors are beginning to turn to the sustainable income solution and the annuities that support it. If you, too, would like to protect your wealth and enjoy a lifetime of income, Knight Strategic Wealth is giving away a brand new guide that discusses the retirement income for life strategy step by step. The guide is titled The Roadmap to Safe Retirement Income. Text FREE to 48542 and we'll send you a copy instantly. If you want to be able to enjoy life comfortably and never run out of the means to do so, get your free complimentary guide today and see how it can secure your future. Text FREE to 48542. Text FREE to 48542.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts to into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
It is serendipitous when fun things are also important things. And that's why we have our guests here today, Timothy Lim and Brett R. Smith. And we love guests bearing gifts. What have you brought me? You always bring me comic books, but what have you brought? For those who can't see, we have, who's that?
This is Thump.
Is that?
This is
the Thump.
This is, you know, we retell the story of the 2016 election in Thump the First 100 Days with Donald Trump cast
as a rabbit who looks a lot like a certain president of the United States.
We
That's all I'm saying.
A cute, lovable, fluffy bunny
with a red tie
and a great head of hair
and a wonderful head of hair
that you can style. So you know, the book was really successful. Amazon.
The book is Thump the First 100 Days.
You know, we went number one on Amazon in political humor.
Wow.
Scott Adams did a lot of help in helping us promote it. He was great because he loved
Scott Adams.
He's a great guy.
He's been on the show. We love Scott Adams. And what else have you brought me?
This is the
Make Space Great Again.
Yeah.
Make Space Great Again.
Space Force.
We are ambitious. We are ambitious. All right, we'll talk about why you have a red hat that says Make Space Great Again. But before we do that, I need to read to you an article from our friends at PJ Media and just get your reaction. Tell me if any of this resonates with you. This is by John Ellis. If you're a conservative and you suddenly find yourself enjoying viral fame, enjoy it while it lasts, because your time as an object of adoration ain't going to last long. Leftists will quickly discover your connections to conservative causes and work swiftly to ensure your fall from public grace. Just ask cartoonist Nathan Pyle, the creator of the popular Strange Planet comics. Gentlemen, is this a crazy story?
For us, it's everyday life.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that in media currently, there's a huge leftist influence that is dominating over it. And so there's always this constant concern that you're gonna have a tweet or something pop up from 2009 or 2011.
So for those who haven't read this story, this is a story about an artist in your field who somebody, great question, who digged through 2 years of social media postings to find one pro-life posting from this artist, Nathan Pyle, and then he becomes a target.
Right, and his comic is not political at all. In fact, I was describing it to Brett a while ago. It's literally just aliens sitting around explaining mundane things in their language. So, for example, if an alien is enjoying a nice bath, he would say to himself, I am enjoying this vaporous aqueous solution with bubbles.
He must be a Nazi.
Exactly.
Clearly.
It sounds exactly like a Nazi, an alt-righter, I think.
I mean, because Hitler probably enjoyed hot baths.
Oh, yeah. He was also a vegetarian. So.
Oh, vegetarians. Need I say more?
Right. Yeah. No.
This is an outrage. Brett.
Yeah.
Look, we've heard the stories about Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yes. If you're concerned in Hollywood, you've got to be undercover, deep, deep undercover. But comic books?
Oh, yeah. Oh, big time.
Really?
Yeah. Marvel Editorial, they have an editor over there named Alana Smith. After Trump was elected, she tweeted out and said, you know, for all of you who voted for Trump, we're going to remember who you are. You know, that's
not in a good way.
That's called a blacklist.
Yes.
You know, and Chuck Dixon, you know, who's my writer on Clinton Cash graphic novel, also the writer on Trump Space Force. He hasn't done any work. This is the guy that created Bane for DC Comics.
Yeah.
He co-created the villain. It was in The Dark Knight Returns.
Right.
Broke Batman's back in the comics as well as in the movies. This guy hasn't worked for Marvel for, you know, probably 15 years because he's an open conservative. He's an open right-of-center guy. You know, and he's not some crazy alt-right guy. But
he's just an open
conservative. He's a center right guy, yeah, and he's open about it, and he's open about it, you know, with his editors and people he works for, and yeah, there's definitely editorial Marvel is dominated by leftists. In fact, there was a great article John De La Rose did where he went back through their tweets. John De La Rose went back through the Marvel editorial tweets. He didn't find anything positive about Trump. All he found was negative Trump and negative about Christianity. So, I mean,
so how does this affect? Because this is how you pay your rent. This is how you buy your bread and butter. How does this affect you in your everyday lives?
It's made it so that we've had to find another market. And so as one of the things that we've been looking at for the last year and a half is crowdfunding, which has been very successful. We several artists and creators have tried it and have been very good at it. And so what we're trying to find now is ways of distribution and fulfillment and publication. And we're trying to set an example so that other people who might be in the same boat that we are will follow our lead. I know, for example, Brett and I got connected because he was actively looking for content creators. And a lot of our friends were scared. They said, I'm still working for these companies. I don't want to out myself. And my co-writer, Mark Pellegrini, and I, we have outside jobs. I'm an audiologist, and he works for a university. And we said, we will not be hampered by the same media that you guys are.
So you had the luxury.
We had the luxury, and we came to Brett. And we said, we saw you're looking for content. Let's do it.
You're laughing, Brett.
Well, this
that started it. Clinton Cash.
He's pointing at Clinton Cash.
Once I did this, there was no going back.
Okay. Once your name is on a book called Clinton Cash with them dancing in the dollar bills.
And it has an effect. You know, we did definitely move the needle in the election.
Yes.
You know, between Peter's original book, the documentary, and the graphic novel, we moved the needle. We turned, you know, we definitely changed a lot of people's minds.
I think you specifically moved the needle with the young generation, with millennials. Because if you read the story in there about the diamonds, the African diamonds, my gosh, it doesn't matter. I don't care who you are, where you were born, gender, skin color. You just will never be able to vote for Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton again when you read the story of their corruption affecting the people of Africa.
So many people said that to me. They said, once I got through the book, and the interesting thing about Clinton Cash graphic novel is that it uses a lot of humor. It's filled with satire, parody, mockery. It's very much kind of like Saturday Night Live humor. Only we sort of turn that weaponry that they use on us all the time on them. It's very national lampoon.
Which conservatives just don't do.
Well,
Alinsky said humor is one of your weapons. Yep. He taught the left. You've got to use humor. You've got to use ridicule. And conservatives don't.
I've been a big believer that we need to utilize a lot of the tactics the left uses against us on them. And a lot of people will say to me, well, that just means that, you know, you're going to be just as bad as them. You know, and I say to them, okay, well, when we defeated Nazism, does that mean that we became as bad as the Nazis?
Right.
You know, or when we defeated, you know, Tojo's Japan, were we as bad as No. No.
Well, the left would say that.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. You used a nuclear bomb to end the suffering and avoid 600,000 Marines getting killed. Oh, we're the bad guys.
My grandfather fought in the Battle of the Bulge. And once he was done crossing the Siegfried Line and the Rhine River, he had orders to go to the Pacific. So the only reason I'm even sitting here talking to you is because of Harry Truman. Because he was going to be land invasion. All right. And what did they calculate? They estimated 1 million deaths.
At least 600,000.
Yeah.
And that's without the Japanese.
Bit of bloodbath.
Without
Absolutely.
The Japanese.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Incredible.
So, but, you know, we really do need to utilize entertainment. You know, I'm a big believer in Marshall McLuhan's The Medium is the Message. And, you know, you can't fight a culture war unless you're creating culture. You're creating things.
Yes.
You're being creative. So
you have to be on the battlefield to win. It's, you know, 50% is actually turning up. We are talking to Brett Smith and Timothy Lim. They are the people behind some very, very important projects, one of which we will discuss next and is the reason for them bringing me a hat that says, Make Space Great Again. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast, broadcasting from just outside the swamp. You can watch us at sebgorka.com and download the podcast at the iTunes podcast app. Just look for America First and Sebastian Gorka.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Donald Trump is set to use gold to challenge the Federal Reserve. This action will drive the stock market higher and make gold prices soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. For 47 years, the Fed has secretly valued gold at $42 an ounce. Trump is set to reveal their secret and force the Fed to properly value the gold on their balance sheet. I lay it all out in my most recent report, How Trump Will Trump the Fed. His executive action will ramp up the world economy and cause the price of gold to double overnight. To get my report, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. Trump knows a higher gold price will unleash the U.S. economy. To get my report, get it right on your phone, right now, no questions asked. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you're an investor, you need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Supreme Court takes up major job discrimination case. Kraft Heinz gets a new CEO, and Herman Cain withdraws as a potential Fed board member. Those stories next.
Hello, I'm Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist at the Oxford Club. We're one of the oldest financial clubs in the nation with more than 140,000 members, and our audited track record shows we're one of the few groups whose recommendations have outperformed the market for the last 20 years. The reason? Our approach is unique. We ignore the mainstream financial media, we don't listen to politicians, and we really don't care about analyst rating. Those things are a waste of time. There's only one thing you need to know to do very well in the stock market, and that is find great stocks with breakthrough products, record revenue, and very happy shareholders. With that in mind, I've just uncovered my highest rated stock of the year. It's a company that brings in more revenue than IBM, Facebook, and even Google, and they're set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. And yet, the stock is available for just $3 a share. Go to onestockretirement.com to learn more about this opportunity. Again, that's onestockretirement.com.
The Supreme Court today agreed to hear a case regarding U.S. law banning workplace discrimination. The case regards the protection for gay and transgender workers. The Justice Department and employers who were sued argue Congress did not intend for Title VII laws to extend to gay or transgenders when it passed that law back in 1964. Packaged foods company Kraft Heinz replacing its chief executive, Miguel Patricio, who is marketing chief at Anheuser-Busch, takes over. Kraft Heinz has cut costs for years and now needs to build the business. On Wall Street, stocks closing mixed. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 49 points. The Nasdaq gained 17. The S&P up 3. Herman Cain withdrawing from consideration for a seat on the Federal Reserve Board. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern, on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
So lest you thought political correctness was limited to things political, it's not. It reigns in Hollywood, it reigns in the comic book graphic novel industry as well, as has been verified for us, unfortunately, by our guests here, Timothy Lim and Brett R. Smith, who are the people behind very interesting projects from Clinton Cash to Martin Bundo Thump, the first 100 Days, and now the one I'm very excited about because it has a rather handsome individual in there as the deputy commander of the Space Forces. No, not you. My engineer, Leroy, thinks it's him. Nice try. Nice try. I'll talk to these guys maybe in the next issue. No, it's yours truly, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president. Gents, talk to me about Trump's Space Force.
Other than the fact that you're in it.
We've got that already.
It was a delight. The creator of it was actually Chuck Dixon, who collaborated with Brett R. Smith previously on the adaptation for Clinton Cash. he saw the president's speech, and we were in a social media group on Facebook. And within 15 minutes, he puts out a calling, and he says, I want to make a comic called Trump Space Force. Who's with me? And we were already off the high of two books. We had done Thump the First 100 Days, which I drew, and My Hero Magademia, which I drew, and Brett Smith helped with coloring with.
Sorry, for my listeners, I have to be specific. Magademia. So they understand.
Right. And so I volunteered within 15 minutes, and probably 2 minutes after me, Brett Smith pops in. He says, I'm game. Let's do this.
Absolutely.
So we crowdfunded it. It took about 4 to 5 months of complete production. It was a huge hit, and part of the joy that we had working with it was Brett said, we can get some real heavy hitters on this project. Because our original script, Chuck was making up certain names and people, and we said, one thing that we can do is replace these people with real, actual talent and people who are
It's marvelous. I've got my copy in my hand. The art, the coloring, the story, the writing, it's hilarious. And the people you've got in here doing cameos, yes, I'm in it, that's cool. But you've got all kinds of people. Newt Gingrich is in here. Terry Shepard, Special Forces. What names am I missing?
Jack Posobiec.
Jack Posobiec. Scott Adams is in it.
Scott Adams, yeah. Yes.
Martina Marcota.
Yes, indeed.
Over at Rebel Media. You know, we have...
They're all very flattering, I have to say. I look like some Greek Adonis. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, that's comics, man. Everybody's got the, the killer cut.
I gave him eight abs. Yeah. I gave him eight abs. Eight. I know that he has eight. Six, but I gave him eight. I know that I had a little bit of an embellishment there, but
it's okay.
Yeah.
I think that's the definition of artistic license.
But you know, we wanted to get as many culture warriors into this book, you know,
and as many Democrat politicians who are in fact slithering aliens, because you see what Nancy looks like in real life, and it's scary.
It's got a little bit of there were so many influences on that book from Star Blazers, Robotech,
Transformers,
G.I. Joe, They Live, John Carpenter's They Live. You're talking about how we exposed Nancy. It's very kind of They Live.
Oh yes, totally. Yeah.
We had a ball on it. It was a real labor of love, and we were able to bring in just really top tier talent. Dave Dorman, who did the cover, who's a classic Star Wars artist in the 80s and 90s.
His cover with the president in his space suit was some kind of massive laser cannon fighting some slithering aliens tentacles with a rather exquisite Melania in the background in her spacesuit. It's just classic stuff, guys. It's superb.
Graham Nolan on the back.
That's the guy that co-created Bane with Chuck Dixon and also is one of the classic Batman artists over the years. So we just brought in some fantastic people who Graham also worked on Clinton Cash graphic novels. So, you know, there's certain artists out there, the ones specifically who worked on Clinton Cash, who are all outed conservatives, and they're all comfortable.
Right.
And that's how I was able to get those guys. I probably got about a dozen people who turned me down on Clinton Cash because they were terrified.
I'm sure.
I don't fault them. They're protecting their livelihood.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
Fine. But I got to the point where I just figured this is a fantastic opportunity, and I can't turn this down. And frankly, my country was at stake, and it was worth the risk.
That's 100%. How 63 million people felt. And I have to say, these guys are so good. I saw the first version of the comic book, and I said, guys, what have you done? I just had LASIK. I don't wear glasses anymore.
That's right.
I don't wear glasses. You got me glasses. Yeah. What did they do? They corrected it. Superb.
Yeah.
And they've actually brought me my Trump's Space Force official patches, which bear a passing resemblance to the certain G-Force that I watched as a child, which is fine. We love G-Force, but this is a beautiful... how many people... very few people have this, right? Very few people.
1,700 backers. We raised...
Out of 320 million. So I think it's a pretty exclusive club.
It is a pretty exclusive club.
We are talking to my buddies, Timothy Lim and Brett R. Smith, the people behind Trump's Space Force, with a guest appearance by many people who you know because you listen to America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka. More with our guest momentarily. Now a message from two people who I respect immensely, and that is the father and son Talbot team behind Relief Factor. Relief Factor makes liberating yourself from daily aches and pains possible. Why? Because it is a natural supplement that has things in it like turmeric that attack your inflammation sites immediately. I had a lower back pain issue for at least 9 years. I started taking the 3-week quick starter pack. Within 2 weeks, My lower back pain issue was resolved. Tens of thousands of listeners to Salem Radio Network are in the same situation. Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher are all endorsing this product. Why? Because it works. Go now to relieffactor.com. See the testimonials from people across the nation who are getting their lives back. And think about this. What can you get for $20, $19.95? I mean, nothing. A couple of Starbucks coffees and you're already there. Try it out. What do you got to lose? Relieffactor.com. More with me and my guests next.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542. And I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, it's Sebastian Gorka here. You all know how much I love my pillow. Now, Mike Lindell has come up with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He found the best cotton in the world, in a region where the Sahara, the Nile, and the Mediterranean meet to create the best weather conditions for the growing of cotton. Mike Lindell guarantees they will be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own Giza sheets by calling 800-829-8468 and use the promo code GORKA to get 30% off plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, but you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A or call 800-829-8468.
Important bulletin regarding the secret tech stock that everyone is suddenly talking about. The tech stock is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. Donald Trump himself called what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. And the company is collecting billions from the tech giants, including over $30 billion just from Apple, Nokia, and Microsoft. Yet here's the most intriguing part. This $3 stock trades under a secret name. Just go to OneStockRetirementNow.com to get the whole story.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Seb Gorka.
Our guests on artists, they're political and cultural warriors, whether it's the Clinton cartel or whether it's making people understand just how cute and cuddly our 45th president is when he's not destroying aliens who are trying to take over the Earth. That is Tim and Brett, my guests, the people behind Trump's Space Force. I know what everybody is trying to find out as they listen to this show. Where do they get these comics? Because, you know, you're not going to allow yourselves to be victimized by the political correctness that is controlling 99.8% of media and popular culture in America today. So if they're interested in Thump, if they're interested in Clinton Cash, if they're interested in Trump's Space Force or any of the things you do, they can follow you, Tim, at POTUS Thump. That's T-H-U-M-P. Brett, you are at Brett, two T's, R, Smith 76, but talk about how they can get your art.
So if they are interested in Clinton Cash or Thump the First Bunch of Days, they're available on Amazon.com or at Barnes & Noble, so that's the easiest one to get. Trump Space Force actually comes out in May in comic book stores nationwide and internationally.
Wow.
They can pre-order it right now at Antarctic Press. So they just have to Google Antarctic, like the continent, mm-hmm. Press, mm-hmm. and they'll pull up their Shopify store, just do a search for Trump Space Force.
Okay.
It's also on the main page. They can pre-order it. If they don't pre-order by April 15th, just go to their local comic book store and just ask for Trump Space Force through Antarctic Press.
Okay, important question. When is my action figure coming out?
Yeah, we did.
He's laughing. What do you mean laughing?
Well, we might have something in store, and so that's why I'm chuckling.
Okay.
So we're interested.
At least the president's
sequel.
Action figure. Come
sequel.
On.
Okay.
Sequel.
That's
right.
That's what I'm talking. You know, we did that. We did the little Trump statuette just for the
yes.
Indiegogo,
yeah.
And then we did that custom one-off.
Which was
killer.
Somebody like you had a competition that for bids for that, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So who got it?
It was one lucky person in Georgia.
Wow.
Who outbid everyone.
For how much? Can
it was $1,000.
Was it $1,500? Or was it $1,000?
For one figure.
Yeah.
It was
beautiful.
It looked amazing.
Yeah,
it looked amazing.
But trust me, I'd like to have a whole line of those. It's expensive to do prototypes and then get a mass
produced. But I love them, as you can tell from my studio. Gentlemen, let's go back a bit. Let's pull out to 35,000 feet. Mm-hmm. How important is this kind of activity, given what you have experienced politically in your careers?
For me personally, Brett and I were talking about it off the air, about how growing up, there was this mentality that the conservatives were kind of the people in smoke-filled rooms drinking whiskey, and this is kind of
stuffy, boring
vision of conservatism.
No sense of humor. Yeah.
And
you know?
What we like about what the president has done is he's basically a meme lord. He's naturally funny.
And meme warlord.
A meme warlord. Right, and right. So we noticed that just from 2016 till now, we've made so many friends just from the MAGA movement because they're funny. They're good-natured. They're humorous. And so this harkens back to the good old days of humor from like the 1980s that we grew up with. And so it's important to capitalize on this because there are so many young people who like it too. I spent the whole day with my wife today walking around D.C. and there's MAGA caps everywhere. We went to the National Archives.
But can I tell you something?
Sure.
They're all tourists.
I was just going to say that. They're all out of town.
Okay, I live here. They're tourists.
Yeah. Right.
Because they come up to me for selfies, and they're not D.C. accents, okay? It's Georgia.
What's great about that is that the tourists that come here wearing their MAGA hats, they're trolling everybody in this city.
Totally.
And I love that.
Because 94% of the city voted for Hillary.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's why they want
94.
That's why they want the D.C. As a state.
Yes, you know, of course.
They want a couple extra senators, and because they know exactly the results they're going to get here. So, but this type of work is crucial because we are the counterculture now. The center right is the counterculture.
Now, this is the coolest thing. So, I don't care. Well, I do care who you voted for in mm-hmm. terms of people I meet. But number one, the president of the United States. I'm 48 years old. After 30 years of boring, tedium, boilerplate pablum. Politics is fun again because of one man. You can't say that's an exact. One man has made. When he posted the Biden meme of him groping himself, the world exploded because of the doctored video. That's Donald Trump.
He's a culture warrior.
Yes,
he takes
on
the NFL. He takes on Hollywood.
Yeah,
these are things that past presidents have just sort of stayed away from because they think, oh, comic books, movies, TV. Those are just lowbrow entertainment.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you something. The left have subverted two generations through education and entertainment.
Yes.
And, we need to take some cues from Yuri Bezmenov back in the 80s.
Wow.
And we need to subvert it back.
If you haven't seen that video, go look up Yuri Bezmenov on YouTube. Watch the full maybe 40 minutes, mm-hmm. 50 minutes. It'll change your life.
The Soviets said that they were going to take down America without firing a shot. This is the long march through culture.
And this is a Russian specialist in propaganda
yes.
who gave an interview in the 80s, which was stunning. So politics is fun again. And I have to say, there was a little wry wrinkle, a little grin at the corner of his mouth when I gave the president his copy of Trump's Space
Tell me about that.
He gets all kinds of stuff all the time.
Right.
Right? So... he quickly looked at it, and then he hands it off to an aide. And we were in the White House. This is after I left, and I was meeting him. Mm-hmm. And I gave him a copy. And his eyes lingered for longer than is usual when he saw that cover and he saw his wife.
It's very flattering.
And then he got that little wry wrinkle at the edge of his mouth. You entertained the meme warlord.
See,
without question.
I think he would get that, and he would enjoy that.
I mean, this is a guy who had what? How many people have 14 seasons of a reality show?
Yeah.
And then become president.
Right. Right. Well, you know, he really brought, for me, you know, I know him from the 80s as a building developer. I've got four generations of building contractors in my family. You know, Trump's
for those who are listening, he's wearing a Cat Diesel power hat that has at least 200,000 miles on it.
Yes, it does. It does. This is actually an 80s hat that I found on eBay. So this is a relic. But, you know, he brought show business to real estate. And now he's brought show business to politics to a large degree. And I don't think I always say, if not now, when, as far as creating this stuff, this is the perfect time. We have the wind at our backs.
Well, we've got a window.
Yeah, we do.
That famous Overton window is now open, and we have to walk through it with every piece of cultural weaponry we can, because the stakes have never been higher when people want to kill children after they're born, when they want to nationalize our health care and everything else. What more important time than to understand the culture war is now? We're talking to my friends Timothy Lim and Brett Smith here on America First and Salem Radio Network from Refactor.com studios. Only one segment left, but it'll be a good one.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-472-3961. That's 800-472-3961. 800-472-3961. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Donald Trump is set to use gold to challenge the Federal Reserve. This action will drive the stock market higher and make gold prices soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. For 47 years, the Fed has secretly valued gold at $42 an ounce. Trump is set to reveal their secret and force the Fed to properly value the gold on their balance sheet. I lay it all out in my most recent report, How Trump Will Trump the Fed. His executive action will ramp up the world economy and cause the price of gold to double overnight. To get my report, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. Trump knows a higher gold price will unleash the U.S. economy. To get my report, get it right on your phone, right now, no questions asked, text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you're an investor, you need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women. It's good friends like Lori Crouch, Christine Kane, Carrie Job, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, and many more. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. It's Better Together, 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific, only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316. We'll see you real soon.
Thank you.
time always fly when you're having fun. It's a cliche, but it is true. We are here with Brett Smith, comic book artist, Brett R. Smith 76 on Twitter, and colorist, artist, letterer, everything you can think of, Timothy Lim. He's at POTUS Thump. Gentlemen, we have 2.5 minutes left. What kinds of other things, if you're talking to artists out there, if they're listening to you, what other kinds of things do we need to be doing as conservatives who love this nation? How do we branch out in the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years?
Just keep creating. You know, we need to be, you know, the nice thing about the graphic novels and comics is that's the hot thing in Hollywood. It's the hot thing with Netflix,
yes,
YouTube,
yes.
Everybody, you know, Robert Kirkman kind of has what we need. We need a successful graphic novel and comic books and a TV show. You know, we need to spin all these things off into shows and
into
series.
Did you ever think it would be this cool again, graphic novels?
Not in my lifetime.
Not in my lifetime.
At all.
Because after the 80s and the early 90s, we thought that's it, gone,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of the crest of the wave. You know, that all that stuff really peaked in the 80s and the early 90s. But I think it's coming back in a big way with creator-owned projects. It's, you know, the creativity isn't coming out of Marvel or DC because they're kind of caught up in their comics are basically left-wing quagmires.
Well, social justice warrior garbage.
Exactly. So we're getting back to storytelling that we grew up with. I mean, that's really the influence that we pull from.
Create it yourself. Get it out there yourself. Tim, what's your message to your colleagues?
It's the same. I would say find like minds. You are not alone. If you're listening out there and you're a conservative and you feel like you're alone in a swamp of left-wing artists, you are not. That's how I felt. Before I had met Brett Smith, that's how my writer, Mac Pellegrini, felt before we were put in contact with him. So create your stuff. Your work is going to be more original than what is already out there. They have an obstacle. They are hampered by the political correctness of the far left. The creative people right now are the people who are moderate or center or right, because we know that there is nothing to stifle our originality and creativity. The wind is at our sails. Take advantage of it. Create as much as you can.
Very powerful message, because in the past, unless you're Stan Lee, you're working through a boardroom, and the boardroom is going to be one creative or uncreative filter that's crushing creativity. Now that boardroom, now that enterprise is just a filter of political correctness. So that the whole thing is going to be killing down your originality as people who are trying to put something out there new. So if you step out of that system, if you step out of that enterprise, then the chances of you saying something new, the chances of you saying something that resonates with an audience in a way that the large commercial enterprises will never be able to do, just explodes, in my opinion. It's been so short. It's gone so fast. Timothy Lim, Brett R. Smith, Trump Space Force creators. We'll end on a note from the meme warlord.
America will never be a socialist country.
Stealing data from unsuspecting people on public Wi-Fi is the simplest way for hackers to make money. When you leave your internet connection unencrypted, you might as well be writing your passwords and credit card numbers on a huge billboard for the world to see. Try ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. Using ExpressVPN, you can safely surf on public Wi-Fi without having your personal data stolen. For less than $7 monthly, you can lock in to ExpressVPN protection. ExpressVPN is rated the number one VPN service by TechRadar and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Protect your online activity today. Find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Gorka. That's expressvpn.com/Gorka for 3 months free with a one-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka to learn more.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn.
deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.